So we allow ourselves to breathe and be where we are. Gathering Julia in if she wants to be gathered in, and Marty. Allowing ourselves to rest where we are. Feeling the length and breadth and width of our bodies. And the energy fields around them that we associate with us. And our breath informing and soothing and bringing life to it all. Sustaining. And in that body system with which we identify, finding our sparks, resting with our sparks, greeting our sparks. Feeling our root systems, the stability, the wisdom, the community. Aware of our willingness and allowing that to be expanded. And through our sparks, we reach out to connect with and affirm the spark of someone we know or someone we may not know personally who is affected, challenged by, oppressed by, distracted by the pandemic. And to that person or persons, to their sparks. Connecting and affirming their spark. Gathering that with us. We reach out to those oppressed, are endangered by, or scared of the pandemic. the violence in this country. The domination system. Reaching beyond this country, perhaps. Perhaps we'd want to focus on just one group or one person. We may find that more powerful. Or it may feel truer for us to let our focus spread out, ripple out. Seeing and understanding that between the pandemic and the violence, the racial tension, and the domination system, it's all one continuum. There are no dividing lines. To our sparks reaching out and connecting with and affirming the sparks of those in distress or oppressed or scared or challenged. From those working on the front lines in hospitals and medical clinics and first responders to those in solitary confinement, to those unjustly imprisoned. To those dying. To those being murdered. To those grieving. Then knowing we can return and knowing that there's sides of how we can be helpful, we move up to the level of those who are engaged in fighting the pandemic. The researchers, although fighting is a bad language, but the researchers, the scientists, those tracking down, the epidemiologists, and those who are acting against the violence and the fear and the oppression and the injustice, and those who are working against the domination system, the organizers, the activists, the leaders, the trainers, the scholars, the writers, the artists, through our sparks, reaching out and connecting with their sparks. And connecting their sparks with each other's sparks. Affirming the connectedness of the root systems. And on to another level. Those who are profiting by the pandemic in any way, with no judgment. Or those who have found a way to make good use of the time and space it's allowing. And those who are benefiting in any way by the violence and racial tensions. Connecting with and affirming their sparks. Those who are benefiting in any way from the domination system, of which I most assuredly am one. Recognizing that in the erosion of the domination system, of the defenses, and the release of the distortions and the clarification of the bafflement, that a better way becomes apparent, and we don't know what need to know what it is. We don't need to guess what it is. We can just rest in the assurance that through the strengthened spark, we, all of us whose sparks are being strengthened and affirmed and claimed, are open to a better way. And to another level, the final, perhaps most difficult level. Those who are instigating and inciting and supporting the violence those who are making decisions about the response to the pandemic that affect others. That affect large populations. Connecting with and affirming their sparks. In everyone, in each one of us, there's a spark of humanity. All sparks are made of the same stuff. When we connect with and affirm the spark in another, their spark is strengthened. And that changes things. And it is very good. And we consider those. We reach out through our sparks to connect with and affirm the sparks of those who are deeply invested in the domination system, who believe that it is the only way, that it has to be this way. Those who believe that since it has to be this way, they want to be on top. Connecting with and affirming their sparks. Their spark of humanity. And those who understand it as a game. Like political athletes. And if it's a game, by golly, they're going to win. Connecting with and affirming their sparks. Welcoming the erosion of their defenses. The clarification of their bafflement and the release of their distortions. There may be individuals that come to mind or a whole general broad class of those who feel those ways, who hold that understanding. And to our sparks, are connecting and affirming their sparks. And because this is a greater work than we are, when we've done enough of that, we allow ourselves to sink down into our root systems to confirm our roots spreading out and giving us the stability, and our tap roots down into the aquifer of living truth. And our root hairs, our rootlets reaching out to create community. And as we're doing that, finding ourselves back, stable, connected in community. We are inviting the roots and the root systems of those whose sparks we were just connecting with, to come deeper, to draw deeper, to be drawn into the aquifer of living wisdom and spread out, and then reach out to know community. So whatever of their distortions and bafflement is occasioned by fear, it can be released. As our root systems help us release our fear. Continue to attract their root systems deeper and deeper. Allowing their sparks to continue to be strengthened. Approaching them from this different angle. And when that feels complete enough, we allow ourselves to rise up like mist, up from our root systems, up to the atmosphere, out beyond the atmosphere, out to the outer layer of the ionosphere. Wrapping around the planet's atmosphere and its the biosphere. And connecting with that gentle veined membrane out there beyond the ionosphere, which when stimulated distills willingness like a gentle, imperceptible dew down through all beings. Willingness for the biosphere to continue to be true to itself, and willingness for humanity to be transformed. For the individuals within it being willing to be transformed, gently permeating all systems on this planet. Saturating them with the grace of willingness. And knowing that this continues, this process never stops, and we can rejoin it whenever we choose. We allow ourselves to come back into conventional awareness, into our physical bodies. Wiggling and squirming. Allowing our eyes to open gently, just allowing. breathing, becoming fully present.